ABC Wide Bay, good morning. To Talk Now, business future, futurist, business futurist, Morris Mislawski is with me, and we've got a lot to talk about today. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, geez, I'm just getting ahead. We've been talking technology today with TVs and making the, talking about old tellies, new tellies, problems after retuning and all that sort of stuff. But today you're taking us back a little bit in time.
Yeah, absolutely. I often like to look back at where today's technologies, which we take for granted, like our mobile phone, where do we get the inspiration for those things? And often when we look back, we saw this in our sci-fi movies going back into the 50s and 60s. We read it in our comic books. We even read it in novels in the 1700s and 1800s and saw it in our black and white movies. So a lot of what we have now is really been sparked by what we saw as children.
And how much of it did come true and was on the money, and how much was a little bit far-fetched that never really saw the light of day?
Well, it's really, I think, almost a 70-30 bet. 70% of what we saw has in some way come to fruition. And if you think about it, as human beings, what we really need is the spark. We need to see something and say, well, why couldn't I do that? You know, it's improbable today, but maybe we could do it. And even something as simple today, which is like the bionic ear that we take for granted, not to say that the ear is simple, but the fact we take it for granted. You know, we saw that in the 70s in the Million Dollar Man. In the $6 million man, I should say, he had replacement bionic ears and bionic limbs. And we looked at that show, or I looked at that show showing my age, and thought, wouldn't that be an incredible time if we could ever do that? I don't think we ever will. But now, we're almost at the point where we do it routinely, certainly with our ears. Our eyes are coming on in the next year or two with bionic, and bionic limbs, we're seeing lots of them. So, what a terrific thing to have come out of television.
Back to the Future, I wonder if they get any royalties from all of that. Who created the idea has got it started, that they should.
They absolutely should. And Back to the Future, which was a 1989 movie, it had in it all kinds of things that we take for granted now. Now, Marty McFly used something that you and I most probably now would call video conferencing. So you and I would pull out Skype or something similar quite happily now, not think twice about it. But he was doing it in 1989, long before any of us thought it would be possible. He even had a hoverboard that he travelled around on, if you remember the film. And as incredulous as it sounds, and I would have said up to a week ago it couldn't be done, somebody is now kicking around looking for funding because they think that they're able to invent it, and it's only about a year or so away. So the hoverboard we might see into the future as well.
And, I mean, you're talking back to the future. I mean, travelling through time, though, there's something we might have our work cut out to achieve.
Look, it absolutely is. And if we go back, the other great inventor of these things was Star Trek. Lots of things came out of it. And teleportation is kind of what you're talking about as well. I'm not going to tell you for a second that we are even remotely close to it. But yet there is a mob. There are a mob of scientists at the Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands and the US Army Research who claim that they have, and I don't get this, but they claim through quantum teleportation, they've been able to send information backwards and forwards in time. Now, they're talking milliseconds, absolute milliseconds. It has to do with the curvature of the Earth and all kinds of things that just blow my mind. But, you know, even though those things sound like we're trying to make it fit, it's kind of on that road. And yes, we're centuries away if we ever do it. I get that. But the notion of these things come out of our thoughts of can we? And Star Trek was actually responsible for us having the mobile phone. Without that, its inventor says that it might never have come about as we know it today.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just shows, doesn't it? I mean, that we've got to get the left-hand side and the right-hand side of our brains, because one's creative and one's different, to work together. Because it sounds from the creativity, today's technology has, here it is as we know it.
Absolutely. And again, I think it comes back to the spark of humanity. When you and I are really gung-ho to do something, even though it seems impossible, that nobody has an idea how to do it, the technology isn't around, we stick to it and we just keep going for it until we've invented it or found something that's similar to it. And that's what we've seen. We've seen baby boomers grow up with these thoughts around their cartoons. And there was, in Bugs Bunny, for instance, in 1954, there's a cartoon where he 3D printed his home. And we're just beginning to do that now, some 60, 70 years later. So, you know, the thought of it sticks in our mind and something teases us to keep going on with it.
But as we know now from TalkBack, that call that's on ABC Wide Bay just in the last hour, we've got to be careful not to move too quickly, because things like retuning of television stations to make way for broadband requirements and all of this, it causes us some issues along the way, and we don't want it to, we don't want our essential services to be cut and costs to come into play, do we?
You're absolutely right, and that's always the balance of because we can, you know, it's necessarily a good enough reason to do something. But that's where the humanity comes in. I often get asked about, you know, whether technology will take over the land as we know it and we will become subordinate to it. I don't believe we will ever get to that space, because as human beings we rightly say that, you know, terrific, help us do what we want you to do, but at the end of the day we control it. And that's what you've just said. We've got to be sensible about our timelines, about rolling it out, making sure people are aware of it, comfortable, and as far as we can hypothesize that there are no negativities to doing what we want to do.
Thank you to all those sci-fi films for what we have today. Thank you, Morris, for your time on ABC Wide Bay this morning.
My pleasure.
It's 9:45. Business futurist Morris Misalowski and businessfuturist.com. You can check him out there and on Facebook.